This is the SML Podcast.
Can we decide on a name for him? Target Medium. Since Kmart Medium isn't here. Kohl's Medium.
No,
Sears Menswear.
You're probably wearing a large today.
Yeah, what's the tag say?
Medium.
Okay.
No, 60-40 medium.
60-40 medium.
All right, we're all into it. What's up, everybody? I'm small.
I'm large.
And we have 60-40 medium with us today.
Because our standby medium isn't here. Because normal medium can't be here either.
So
you're the replacement to our replacement.
Yeah, Victor's the stand-in this week. So normally we had this guy, Bogue. He was our medium in the small, medium, large. Now...
in the small equation.
The small equation. So then Huber was here all the time. He was like the random straggler. We called him Kmart Medium for a while.
Actually, it was Youth Large.
Oh, Youth Large.
And then with the, it was the Youth Large. Ship My Pants, he became Kmart Medium.
And then... That's right. So then he... then Bogue couldn't make it anymore because of home problems that are happening. So we upgraded Humor to medium. Humor. We upgrade him, and then he can't make it. Like, almost 2 weeks in a row now?
Like a bitch.
Like a bitch. He is a puss. Is that a cat on your back or your phone? That's why I thought a puss. Yeah. Puss in boots.
That's my kitty.
Puss in backgrounds.
Tiny little female kitten named Coltrane.
You should probably answer the phone.
No, it's unknown.
Let
so
me answer it on
them.
The podcast.
Okay. It's probably no one.
Hello. How did you get this frequency? This is only for the colonel.
Hello?
How did you get this? Who are you?
Yeah, can I speak with the owner of this telephone number?
No, this is Snake. How did you get this frequency? Where's the colonel?
If you are joking with me, I'm gonna call you 100 of times, okay?
I need to know where the colonel is right now.
Okay, see.
Ask you one more time, how did you get this frequency?
All right, he's gone.
Sounded like French.
I don't know what that was.
All I heard was I bet you he's from Texas.
What were we talking about before?
Huber sucking.
Yeah, Huber sucks. I'm sorry, Huber, but you suck. You should be here instead of playing your polka music.
Goddamn polka bands.
I feel lied to. Because he stayed at my house for two nights, buttering me up, thinking he's going to be here for the podcast, because that's why he's here.
Did he use one finger or two?
Three. Are you kidding me?
Ass play jokes can end every discussion.
But no. Sorry.
Unknown again. Should we try this again? No, I think they gave up already.
Oh, they stopped? That's funny. I feel like he almost started threatening me, too. Like, I deal with people like this all the time or something, he said. I know, we recorded it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yes?
Colonel. Colonel, is that you?
To make you learn how to speak with people, okay?
What?
You're not... Who are you?
Do you understand what I told you?
No, actually, we can't understand.
And
he hung up? Wow, that's
you
funny.
Understand why I called you, click.
Did he say something about making love?
Possibly.
I may have heard that, I think. And that scares me a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. These are the fucking phone calls I've been getting all the time.
Time to change your number.
It's getting close. I've had my number for, like, 10 years, and I... don't really want to give it up because I've had it for so long.
It's probably up on a bathroom wall somewhere.
I've never had a call for a good time. Never got a call for homosex blowjays.
Oh, well, so. I get those all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, video games. This is a video game podcast.
Shit. What?
Well, I just made the speaker jump. Yeah, so... What's up?
So, humor bitch... Humor.
Oh, well, first of all, let's talk about 8static.
8static, yeah. Should we talk about the awesome music from Inverse Phase and A-Rival?
Well, so, for people
or should we talk about you getting punched in the face?
We'll get to me getting punched in the face, but we should talk about what it is first, because 6040 me doesn't know what it is. No. A lot of our viewers who can see us right now don't know what it is. Ashley? No, nothing. Don't worry about it.
She said a word on the show.
Woohoo! So 8static is an event that happens frequently in Philadelphia, apparently. I'm assuming it's monthly, but it's mostly like 8-bit music artists
and
things like that.
Electronic stuff.
Yeah, electronic music. And
some vocal, some straight instrumental.
We went down primarily to see Inverse Phase, who has done an album called Pretty 8 Machine, which is an 8-bit version of Pretty Hate Machine, the Nine Inch Nails album.
It's pretty friggin' great. Yeah. We're hoping to have him on the show eventually.
That'd be cool.
We just got to drag his ass up here. He's a good guy.
For a guy who pulls chips out of NES cartridges to make his music, I mean...
Well, he can't be too awkward because he was the public face of MAGFest for a decade.
Really? I did not know that. I think you've told me that on the last podcast,
He's the one who bought MAGFest after the first year. MAGFest was originally going to be a one-and-done thing. He didn't want to see it end, so he bought it and kept it going. And he doesn't... I don't think he's the owner.
Now, if something
is supposed
to be a one-and-done, do you have to buy it to continue it?
Well, I don't think it was planned to be a one-and-done. It just... The first year only had, 200-300 people. It wasn't a rousing success.
It's not bad for a first time, though.
No.
But I
wish for my first time there was 200 or 300 people there.
Just watching you on your first time. But
watching.
I don't think the guy who created it envisioned that it would be worth continuing. So Brendan bought the property, and he kept it going. And this January is MAGFest 12.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm probably going to try to go to that.
Yeah, it'd be nice after I've been bugging you for 6 years to go
to
first one.
The first year, I didn't know really what it was. I was fuzzy. And then this past year, I wanted to go, and it was just the timing was bad. Mostly because of what had gotten screwed up with, my Christmas bonus and stuff at work.
Yeah.
That just, I'm like, oh, I have $4,000 less than I thought I had.
Yeah.
And then the other guy we went to go see, A Rival, the 8-bit pimp.
He's awesome.
He's,
I don't think he could be the 8-bit pimp anymore, because he didn't really bust out...
It says it on the CD.
...too much of his classic stuff.
Dude, it says it on the CD.
Does it?
Yeah, no, here, let me grab it. The new CD?
I just popped it in my computer, copied everything, listened to it on the way up.
Original by A-Rival at 8-bit pimp. That's his Twitter name. But still, I don't think he's going to drop it.
No.
Just because his CD went into a whole new direction, that's...
Nice.
Fantastic. But yeah, he was amazing. The concert totally goes from being, oh, these people were kind of good at what they do, and the music's pretty enjoyable, to he comes on the stage and he just,
blows everyone's
face. He puts on, a legitimate concert with, really, really, really well-defined music. Inverse Phase is very good, but, Chris and I were talking about this, that you can make 8-bit renditions of stuff all day, anybody can do it, and they're probably all going to sound pretty much the same, but Alex is a musician. He is a straight-up musician.
Yeah.
He knows he's not copying, he's not adapting, he is creating his own thing, and it's fantastic. Everything he's done is fantastic. He did, you know that Street Fighter Cross Mega Man game that came out a while ago?
Yeah,
he did the soundtrack to that.
Oh, that's awesome!
So, and
he has a song in Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Oh shit!
The entire soundtrack was done by guys from OC Remix.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
that's awesome.
90% of the guys on there I know.
Yeah, his new CD comes out the 21st,
and if
it's called Truth Cannon.
And if you enter our SML contest that we've been pimping for weeks now, you can get the pre-release copies of the album, CD, and the DVD.
Did we get mail?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a lot of mail.
Oh, wow. We start trying to bribe folks, and they start mailing in.
Last I saw, we had 6 emails.
Oh, wow. That's actually not that much. Well, but
considering we'll get to those other weeks.
We'll get to that topic.
The topical one that we discussed having. I think that we should talk about our personal crown jewels of gaming.
Well, and the things that we never got to get a hold of that we wanted.
Yes, potential crown jewels.
So, Victor, what do you have that's your crown jewel?
That's my crown jewel of my collection.
Like, if people come to your house and they look at all your gaming stuff, what stuff do you have that you're like, this is the shit right here? Let me show you this.
Let's see. Well, I've got... I do have one of the 8-inch Hydralisk figures.
Oh, yeah!
From the original StarCraft run. They did...
Those things are like $300 now.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez. They're stupid expensive.
Yeah, they did a Firebat, the Hydralisk, and I think a Zealot. And I found the Hydralisk in a little train collectible shop over in Scranton. He was selling it for $4.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, too, is the old, like, hobby shop that used to be over on, is it Pennsylvania Avenue? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I saw one of those there growing up and never bought it, and I'm kicking myself ever since. That's one of my kicking myself things for.
Yep.
You also have that the original World of Warcraft Collector's Edition.
Yeah, I do.
That's pretty fancy.
Yeah, I got the original Collector's Edition. I also have the Burning Crusade one. I skipped Lich King, but I have the Collector's Edition for Cataclysm.
Uh-huh. Cataclysm.
If you want a Pandaria one, there's one up at Best Buy right now.
I got the Digital Deluxe for Pandaria, so I'm good there.
Like, all the new ones, they aren't as limited as they used to be.
No, no. Well, here's the funny thing is, like, the first one, extremely limited. Like, I went to go get it because I worked at Circuit City at the time and they had one left and they wouldn't hold it. So I got paid the day before. I went up to go get it the next day and it was gone. I was so mad. And then
I had my original pre-order.
You were back-ordered for months.
Yeah, I didn't get it till like 2 months after release, I think.
And what did I say to him? I'm like, I'm just going to go buy mine. Well, I'm not going to wait. And then, look what happened.
That's the funny thing. I mean, then you skip forward, you know, 3-4 expansions, whatever. And that's what I did with Cataclysm. Mm. I walked into Best Buy that morning and I just bought it.
Well, yeah, see,
I didn't have a pre-order. Actually, I did have a pre-order it with Amazon, but it was going to take like an extra month or something like that.
Jeez.
And they wanted shipping and handling. So I'm like, you know what, screw it. I called up Best Buy. Hey, do you have this? Yeah. Oh, put one on the side for me. And right after work, I just drove over and got it.
So, like, the first one came out. The game was a huge hit. It was hard to get that collector's edition.
Mm-hmm.
The second expansion came out. Very easy to get the collector's edition. Third one came out. More difficult to get the collector's edition. And then the rest of them have just been ever since they mass-produced them. Like, overly produced them.
Yeah, because they figure if someone is going to spend $60 for the game, they'll probably spend $100 for the game to have an extra mount.
Well,
with the boxed collector's edition, I mean, you get the art book, the soundtrack,
a
mouse pad,
sometimes a map or something. I mean, DVD, the art books
and
were
CD
gorgeous.
Versions, like,
I love Samwise Didier, so like that was all worth it for me at least.
They actually, I really like Blizzard's collector's editions. I feel like they've gotten a little routine, but I do like the fact that, like, for each iteration, you get the things that you might go out of your way to buy extra normally.
Mm-hmm.
Like the art book. I like that you get the art book.
The making of DVDs.
Oh, yeah, the making of DVDs are nice.
Lots of like, weird little trivia things you learn from those DVDs.
Yeah.
Like the original Murloc sound. You know,
it's like a guy gurgling yogurt.
Yes, it's gurgling yogurt.
That's amazing. I remember watching that one when I was working at the Shack. We put that in. What else? Do you have anything else that's pretty...
I've got that replica Buster Sword.
Oh, yeah. Tell the story about that, too.
Oh, yeah, all right. So I was, like, just in high school at this point, and I found this Buster Sword replica on eBay. This thing's about, counting the handle, it's maybe about 5 feet long altogether.
Wow.
So it's not like a life-size one or anything.
Close.
Yeah.
Does it hover on your back?
I haven't tried that.
But
I fear
he can't
for my floors otherwise.
After battles.
So I tell my parents, well, I really want this thing, but it's $140 or something like that, which is a lot when you're 14.
Yeah.
So I basically made the deal like, oh, it counts as my birthday present and my Christmas present. So, you know, we pay for the thing online. It ships from Florida. It arrives. You know, I'm all excited. You know, all right, you know, this is awesome. Take it out of the box, put it on display, yada, yada, yada. A day or two later, we get another box all wrapped in, like, the special packing tape that goes through customs.
Yeah.
With stamps and everything, because it came straight from Pakistan. It was another Buster Sword.
Huh.
Identical to the first one, but straight from Pakistan. So...
Ryerson.
So I have no idea. They never asked us about it. We never got a message or anything. It must have been some kind of clerical error or something. So I ended up with two of them.
That's cool. Do you still have both of them?
No, I traded one of them to one of my friends in return for tickets to a Nightwish concert.
Mm.
Solid trade.
Yeah. Totally worth it.
Any other really cool stuff that you have?
Not as far as merchandise goes, I'd say. I mean, I have a lot of little figures and stuff. I have a lot of... I have all of the Bahamuts from Final Fantasy VII. So that's Bahamut, Neo nice. Bahamut, and Bahamut Zero. I have the Bahamut from Final Fantasy X.
Oh, it's Final Fantasy X. Why does everybody love you?
I didn't really... I didn't... No, I didn't really particularly like X, but I loved the summon designs.
You look online, though, and, like, one of the most popular Final Fantasies is 10. And I can't for the life of me understand why.
Because people block out the laughing scene. It wasn't bad.
It just, it wasn't fun. Like,
that was the start of me noticing how linear the games are getting. Because I kept wondering, like, where's my overworld? Where's my, you know, I want to explore this world. That's what that was my favorite thing.
Yeah, there was no overworld in 10. It was just, you just did, like, jet setting in the airship, mm-hmm. and that was it.
And that was awesome in 10, though. Blitzball.
Oh, God, I hated Blitzball.
I'll tell you what, I hated Blitzball.
Blitzball was the only reason I kept playing
but that. But it was soccer. Just soccer.
I loved going to Otakon and finding people... forming teams at the convention to go to their hotels and have inter-hotel competition blitzball matches.
Didn't they play with, like, awesome. A bocce ball in the pool or something?
It was something crazy dangerous like that. Or they filled up a basketball with water or something so it was neutrally buoyant or something stupid like that.
Oh, God. I legitimately liked blitzball. I had so much fun just playing that. I got to where you can just play it open-ended and recruit people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about as far in the game as I got. Yeah. I don't know.
I could not stand Blitzball. But I've never liked sports games in general, so that might have had a factor. Yeah. I looked stuff up to get how to get the character's ultimate weapons, and was like, Waka, nope. Not going to happen.
So, how about you, Tim?
Me, I have... right now, the biggest one I probably have is my StarCraft II... Wings of Liberty and Heart of the Swarm sealed collector's editions with sealed collector's edition guides. I'm just waiting for the third one to come out, then I'll have the whole set. I just gave away my Bioshock PC collector's edition to Jake, because he collects all that stuff, and he's just getting into Bioshock, and I'm like, well, here, have this with the Big Daddy statue.
Oh, nice.
I have a collector's edition of Sins of a Solar Empire autographed by the entire dev team. Well, not nice. The entire, but a bunch of the dev team, not the whole dev team.
1,400 people signed one box. Right.
I have the Tiberian Sun Platinum Edition with the little Nod figurine. It broke out of its case just over the years of moving around, but it's cool. It's a little
pewter. It wanted to be free.
Little pewter figure. I had a really rare Doom figure that I gave to his cousin to paint, and a Tesla Trooper from Red Alert 2 that I gave to his cousin to paint. Never saw them again.
just to be clear, he is pointing at me. He's my cousin.
Yeah.
He wants some answers, damn it.
Nah, I'll never see those again. One day I'll find them on eBay for like $400 and go...
Actually, I think the last time I was over his place, I saw the Tesla Trooper.
Just pocket it. Next time you're over there, just pocket it. And keep walking.
His rubber shoes will be in motion.
If he happens to have a Chrono Legionnaire, to take that.
Just clear his shelves, bring them up.
I don't like figurine. I don't like statues in the new collector editions, but those pewter figures were boss. The Doom one was a Pinky Demon. You could only get that as a pre-order at Best Buy for Doom 3. What else? I have a shit ton of games. My Steam account in general.
Oh, God. Everybody's Steam account.
Yeah. Like, over 200 games on my Steam account.
Oh, yeah. It's not hard to accrue that many these
No,
days.
It's not anymore.
I mean, I've been hitting...
It still is, so, like... If you... It still is quite a friggin' thing to look at.
Now, how many of them have you played?
Like three. Uh-huh. No, I mean, I played through the big ones. The ones that are important. Yeah. All the Half-Lifes, all the Portals.
Yeah.
Portals is...
It's just a generalized collection considered a crown jewel. Like, this is the stuff
that
you brag about.
I have.
Because for a lot of people who are PC gamers... Your Steam account is like the size of your penis.
Look at the size of my scroll bar.
Yeah. Seriously, you see how small that is? It's like 3 pixels. It's so big.
Are we going to get into gamer score then? Like,
God.
Six-digit gamer score.
Can you do anything with my
D-dick is huge.
I know, maybe I'm reaching a bit. Well, probably my crown jewel of everything is my fucking computer, though. My computer is ridiculous.
It is a sexy-looking case, too. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the $500 video card, $500 motherboard, like $400 processor. Like, there was no expense spared on that fucking machine.
$3 mouse.
$3 mouse. No, it was a $90 mouse.
Radio Shack.
Actually, the best mouse I've ever owned was like $6. I still have it. It's lasted me almost 10 years.
Wow.
I went out and bought my favorite mouse from my childhood again, the Nostromo Rumble mouse. That thing was awesome, and it had haptic feedback, so, like, if you went between windows on your computer, it would just kind of, like, poof. So you knew, like, kind of where you're at all the time.
Oh, I remember I remember that.
Well, yeah, and we took it apart the one day when it was getting old, because I wanted to see if we could put it into a...
Like a normal mouse?
A normal mouse, because optical was so much better when optical mice came out. There was no more of, like, me... Pounding the dirt out of the mouse in between Counter-Strike rounds and trying to ball mice, all the dust. Yeah,
friggin' ball mice.
Scraping the wheel on the inside.
Yeah, exactly.
In between every death, which wasn't often, in Counter-Strike.
Sure, yeah.
I posted a screenshot recently, too. Like, I went like 31-4 or some bullshit on Counter-Strike. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, Jesus. I still got it. I'm a beast.
Beast mode. Blade mode.
Blade mode. My Nokia N-Gage reviewer's model.
See, that, I think that's cool.
That is pretty cool.
I've always wanted to have an N-Gage.
I actually have two prototype games for it, too, which is fucking sweet. They have, like, different labels on them, yeah.
You still have the Virtual Boy?
No, that broke.
That's actually on my list. I have the Virtual Boy in the hard plastic Virtual Boy case.
Yeah. Nice.
Like the rental case. Nice.
Yeah, I remember seeing
those. I need
those.
A new stand, though. My stand is broken.
Oh.
But, yeah, that Virtual Boy. Thanks, Craigslist.
Real quick, something we forgot, too. Is there anything, a game that you always wanted, collector's edition, whatever, that you always wanted that you couldn't
what
get?
What the fuck? You guys give your list? I don't get to
no,
make mine list?
No, we missed part of the
thing. I figured
thing.
We could do the Crown Jewels first, and then
All right, we'll go back around.
Yes. Okay. It's one topic, then the next.
You're
it's related. Top.
I'm always asking you, and you never ask back. What about my needs, Tim?
Your needs are too large.
Everything about me is too large. Right, Ashley?
She's smiling
as she giggles.
I'm busy.
That's why I call you Tiny Dick. Let's see. I already mentioned the Virtual Boy. Mm-hmm. I got this recently from GameStation, Suikoden 2.
Oh.
That's a game that I've always wanted, never get, and I finally tracked it down and got it. Right here in town.
I know what your crown jewel is.
What?
You have a few big ones, but that Earthbound has got to be the nicest.
Oh, damn, you have
Boxed, complete Earthbound. The scratch and sniff cards have never been torn out.
Oh, that
never,
is awesome.
Never been messed with. The box is near mint. There's like a little crease on the back from in shipping, but it's... Beautiful, beautiful condition.
That is spectacular.
That's definitely one of the top things.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Ashley.
The Amalur thing you got.
Yeah.
We'll explain Kingdoms that to people, too. That's
Kingdoms of Amalur, when it came out. Remember that game? Mm-hmm. When it came out,
Kurt
they were...
Schilling does.
Bloody Sock does. When that came out, the website was doing collector's editions and then, like, super... premiere editions, and they oversold them by 10. So they got in touch with people, and they were like, listen, you know, we oversold them. We're offering the first so many people. We'll give you an exclusive edition, limited to pretty much just 10, where instead of the original art print, you're going to get a separate art print. And the other big difference is instead of having a numbered signed statue, you'll just get a signed statue. I got in, and I was like, listen, I'd love to upgrade if you're offering these. I did. My box comes in, and they screwed it up for me. Instead of getting the exclusive edition that I wanted, I only got, like, the normal top tier that I originally ordered, mm-hmm. which I was bummed out by, so I contacted them and let them know. And they're like, well, we apologize for this. There were so many people who, you know, inquired about it, and then they later canceled and back and forth, you know, must have gotten mixed up. So they sent me the alternate art print anyways, an unnumbered one.
Oh, that's cool.
That was, like, their spare one. So I got the top tier set with the numbered statue, as well as the alternate art print as well. So I'm pretty much the only guy who got both art prints.
That's awesome.
So that's definitely at the top of my list. I know when, was it, before it came out, people were trying to sell them. They were getting like 3,000 on eBay. I haven't seen any listed recently. I'm sure the value isn't that high anymore, but, you know, considering the company went under. Speaking of European PlayStation 3 guys who have PS Plus, they get Amlor for free next month.
Stay on target.
Lucky bastards.
Stay on target. I mean, topic.
Stay on target. I mentioned the Virtual Boy. My Pepsi Rock Band guitar won a contest on Destructoid. They had a Pepsi-skinned Rock Band guitar to give away. The sticker on the back says that there's only 30 of them, and I have, like, number 13.
Huh.
And I won that in a contest.
Word.
And then, it's not specifically gaming-related, it's more soundtrack-related.
No, it's gaming-related. It's a fucking Rock Band guitar. Yeah. Don't you give me that shit.
Well, no, my last one. We're talking the Rock Band guitar. My last one, 1UP Studios, they put out, their first album they put out was Time and Space, a tribute to Yasunori Mitsuda, like all Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, stuff like that. Their first album was a green-covered version of it. They re-released it with a blue cover and some alternate tracks. I still have the green-labeled version sealed.
Nice.
Never open it, because this is from MagFest 1. I bought it.
Wow.
Still sealed.
So that's some good stuff, too. I mean, Chrono Cross is the only gaming soundtrack I ever actually bought, like, just on a standalone.
You should check out Time and Space.
I think I will.
A lot of remix stuff. Good stuff. So, how about the stuff you've always wanted but were never able to get?
Always wanted. Well, that Earthbound would be right up there. Yeah, right?
I think everybody wants that.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man. Nobody would be disappointed if they opened that Christmas gift.
There was, BioWare was just running a promotion, I think, a couple of months ago for, they're doing a special edition Normandy SR2 figure. It was like 18 inches long.
Wow.
And they were just taking, like, the pre-order for it was $150, and that was a 50% down payment.
Yeah.
And I just could not, like, as awesome as the Normandy is, I could not justify to myself spending $300
for something that's going to shut up.
Wasn't it 400? Wasn't it 200 and 200?
No, it was. I'm pretty sure it was 150.
Was it 150?
Yeah.
I know it was pricey, but yeah, that looked cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. And then there was...
So Earthbound, Normandy.
I'd like to get a better version of... I have Valkyrie Profile for the original PlayStation. Everything but the case. You can use any jewel case, but I don't have the inserts. I have the manual, I have the discs, I have all that, but I don't have the inserts.
I had that. I regret getting rid of that.
Yeah. There was...
Reminiscing of games that we no longer have. About you, Tim?
I have a lot. So, let's see, where to start? I'll start with the Dead Space stuff. So, they made a replica Dead Space backpack. I saw the prototype of it, went, wow, I want that. Website's like, we're going to produce it. It's like, okay, I'll wait. it pops up online for sale, and I'm like, all right, well, I just need to get the money for it. I gotta get the money for it, like, you know, paycheck that week or whatever. Put it in the bank. It's gone. And my fuck. So, finally pops up again in a set with everything that's ever been made memorabilia-wise for Dead Space.
Damn.
Including the only limited to 1,000 PC edition, Ultra Collector's edition of the original. And it was, the bid was $1,600.
Jesus Christ.
I had enough money on my credit card. Now, mind you, this stuff, if you bought it all and resold it, you would make, like, profit-wise, like, $5,000. Because mm-hmm. that one game alone is worth at least $1,000. The backpack is, like, $100. I mean, then everything else, you could make money back.
I regret getting in on that Ultra Edition.
Every comic, every art print, every t-shirt, every figure, everything. So I start bidding on it, and I had, like, a max that I was willing to let myself go to, and it ended up going for, like, $20 over my max.
Oh.
And I was pissed, so I
couldn't scrounge on the couch cushions, or...
Well, no, like, that was bidding, a bidding war in, like, the last second. Like, I'm like, go, 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 and then I type in, I get to that max, and I'm like, I can't, I gotta stop. Like, that's just too much. And, it went too high, so now, and I've never been able to get my hands on any of it since, like, not the backpack, which I really wanted. The other thing was the Portal replica, the original Portal gun replica. I had a pre-order, not pre-ordered, but I was on, like, the waiting list for the email, and the day they go on sale is the one day that whole week, or even month, like, that I decide to sleep in. And I wake up, like, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something. I'm going through my email in bed, like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, what? Oh, no! Think Geek! Portal gun's on sale! I go to the fucking website, all gone. I'm like, fuck you. So I'm not going to make that same mistake again this coming month, though, because the gravity guns are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait for a gravity gun. That I can't miss. Portal's fun and all, but Half-Life is my jam.
I've seen the co-op portal guns on sale at Gen Con and other
you can,
places.
They now make one that is white, and it has places where you can put the blue and green or blue and orange strips in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an all-in-one gun that's mass-produced. But the original...
Now, the ones I saw, were like, one was the Atlas one, and the other one was...
They had three limited runs, Peabody,
yes. And well, the other one was the Peabody one.
Yeah, they had three limited sets that they put out one after another, the original, and then the blue and the orange. And each one of those was limited, and now they make the like, all-around one that's mass-produced that you can get for, like, I think it's $150.
Is that the one that GameStop has in their rewards thing for 100,000 points?
Maybe. I haven't checked the rewards in a while. What else? I know there's something else.
This is the Psycast.
Gangnam Style?
I kind of wanted the collector's edition of On the Rain Slick Precipice of Darkness Part 1.
Did they put out one for that?
Yeah, it was a PAX exclusive in Seattle. I was there, I could have bought it, but that was literally the first day I moved to Seattle, and I'm like, I don't know if I should spend money like that. Just yet.
Yeah, you should have.
Those are good games.
I should have. And then I never got around to even playing them, because I didn't get that one. That made me
sad. You can just get them on Steam. They're like $3 each.
Are they really?
Yeah. 1, 2, and 3, yeah.
I will have to do so.
Kind of bummed that Hothead kind of dropped them after 2.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked 1 and 2.
Yeah. The 3 was still good. 3 was good.
It's just, I don't know.
It
was 16-bit RPG, but...
Yeah, which, that's near and dear to my heart, but...
You know, I liked my character from the first two games.
Oh, yeah, I missed carried having over. The character carry over, yeah.
They pretty much dropped that entire storyline.
Yeah. But the gameplay was funny, because it was somewhere between, like, Final Fantasy V and Grandia. So, like, you could change your character's classes all the time, but in combat, you had, the bar across the top with everyone moving along to get to their turn. You could push people back and move up and that kind of thing. Yeah. It was neat.
That's like the Grandia system, right?
Yeah, that's Grandia.
Yeah, I've been learning all the stuff for the new job.
New Jorb.
Yeah, I can't think of any others, but those were the major ones. The Dead Space thing, the Portal gun. Oh, well, and earlier talking about the World of Warcraft collector set, like, never got my hands on that.
The first one?
Yeah, that really
those are going for, like, what, $3,000-$4,000 now?
Yeah, with a good CD key, they're very expensive.
I mean,
you have to buy the account.
I used my key. I mean,
well, you know what? To be honest, they've come down a lot over the past year and a half, because I know, and then I'll look them up, mm-hmm. because Warcraft itself has been in a pretty big decline.
Yeah, they're down to 8.3 million subscribers now.
Yeah, which...
Okay, at like 12?
At peak, yeah, it was like 12.
Yeah, and that's quite a significant number to lose quickly, because they lost a lot of that.
I mean, that's over the last two, almost three expansions.
Did you guys see there's something like awful article about World of Warcraft dropping down to 8 million on something awful?
No.
He's like, what a disappointment, Blizzard. We couldn't even trust you for a decade. You're down to a pitiful 8 million people.
Well, the interesting thing about it is just, I mean, a lot of the hardcore people have just been... Well, you've been happy with it.
Yeah.
You've been happy with it.
Pandaria is pretty cool.
But, like, I dropped out...
You dropped out before Burning Crusade.
Well, I dropped out before Burning Crusade, and then I came back in Cataclysm and played it a lot in Cataclysm.
Cataclysm.
And the reason why for that was, like... Burning Crusade came out, and I just wasn't up to the level, and it didn't seem to interest me that much. I liked the Dark Portal and stuff like that. I liked the event building up to it.
Yeah.
And then right when the expansion came out, it was like when I quit. And then I was really mad at Lich King. I thought it was cool that they're finally finishing that plot. But
which was awesome. Yeah. Lich King is probably one of my favorite boss fights and lore moments in all of Warcraft.
Yeah, I watched you go through the raid. My biggest problem with it is that the hero classes, that was something that was supposed to be at launch, they've only ever implemented the Death Knight.
Yeah.
And that, like, that frustrates me to no end, because I feel like that they should have started going in that direction for class diversity.
Well, like, what do you think hero class meant?
Like, alright, so in Warcraft 3, you had heroes, right?
Yeah.
And they were... You had,
and in the context of World of Warcraft, those heroes are the player characters.
Yes, but, like,
like, Uther Lightbringer is an NPC, well, would have been an NPC.
Yeah, but I'm thinking,
I've got a paladin. Hero class was paladins.
Death Knight, Dreadnought, like, those things. Like, I was expecting, you know, or, like, Holy Paladin or something. Like, I was expecting there to be another level that you could ascend
to. Do class changing?
Yeah, like, sort of like a...
But, like, class changing as a concept didn't exist in any of the Warcraft games.
No, it didn't exist as a concept, but they had all of the hero classes designed and laid out. Not like, to be implemented, but they had a list of, like, what the hero classes were going to be and what the idea was.
I think that a lot of that just got folded into the specializations. And a lot of that also got folded into the lore of playing a different, like, race class combination. Like, there's no such thing as a shadow hunter or a witch doctor. But
yeah.
If you're a troll hunter, you're kind of or troll shaman, I think, you're a witch doctor. Or there's no dark ranger, but if you're an undead hunter,
yeah.
You're a dark ranger.
Well,
there aren't any spellbreakers or blood knights because that's
what the WoW cast now.
Are.
Now it's the WoW cast. WoW's taken over.
I've been playing WoW for 8 years. It's kind of ingrained in me.
the thing that upset me about that is going into WoW, I was really excited about that feature that was promised because I thought that was one of the ways that it was going to differentiate itself from MMOs.
No, every MMO at the time had class changing. I mean, that was the entire shtick for Ragnarok Online.
Well, yeah, but in the context of Warcraft and the way that the Warcraft was as a game, I thought it would have been really interesting to have
specialized. Wasn't part of Warcraft.
I know, but my problem with it is not just that they didn't implement it; it's that they started to implement it with the Death Knight and then pulled away.
Wasn't a super specialized class. If anything, it was the opposite.
It could
fill any role.
But that's what was kind of neat about it is it was a super class when it came out.
Well. Paladins could fill any role. Druids could fill any role.
Yeah, but it was a different class, is what I was saying. It was something
more that
they added.
Yeah, it was a new class. But that's as far as it was. I mean, it was a new class that got to start above maximum level.
But yeah, see, that's one of the things that I liked about the hero classes is that you get to do a new class, but it's unlockable.
What? You guys are having your discussion.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about things.
I don't talk about WoW. I don't play WoW.
Really, Joe? 2 weeks in a row you're going to do this?
I don't play well.
I'm gonna smash your phone in half. Hey, Victor, walk with me. Walk with me. We're leaving the room.
God damn it.
We're leaving the podcast room. So, yeah, they started doing it, and then they didn't. And I wonder why. Like, I really wonder why they didn't continue on with that. I'm assuming it was because of the Lich King.
Well, I mean, it's not really because of the Lich King. I mean, as far as I remember, because you have to remember, they didn't add another class to the game until Mists.
Yeah, what did they add? Oh, the Monk.
Yeah.
Monk.
So, like, it was just...
Ripping off that Diablo game, look at them.
Yeah, what's up with that? They should get sued. the Death Knight was... It was an experiment, and it was, starting at level 55 and having to unlock the class and stuff. It was an experiment, and it was one that, in the end, Blizzard figured just wasn't a very successful one.
You know, still play the Death Knight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they haven't gone back and started another class that starts at a higher level. You don't have to do anything to unlock a new class or anything like that.
And instead, we have pandas.
Yeah. I was really, really skeptical of the panda thing when it was announced. Because I was always in the camp, like, oh, the pandas are all, the pandas are just, you know, they were a joke, they were a running gag, yada, yada, yada. But having played through Mists of Pandaria, I'm really impressed with how they handle it. You know, it's really a culture unto its own. It doesn't feel silly or any of that. So that feels good.
Feels good. Like, yeah. Three fingers. We'll return now. Where were we on the topic?
It was Large's turn to say what has escaped his grasp.
Yeah, dicks.
Apparently the podcast has escaped his grasp.
That's all.
How often do we have 60-40 medium here?
That's...
How often do we get to have discussions about games
all
with him?
Getting edited out.
How often? No, because we're just going to bring it back up all the time, like Dark Souls. That's the right joke.
That got our weekly
weekly Dark Souls quota.
Dark Souls, Fleshlights, and now WoW.
Oh no, Fleshlights.
Fleshlights.
Let's not get into the Fleshlight discussion. Bogue isn't here.
We can't. We don't have any tortillas.
No, we have to be at Bogue's house with tortillas to have the Fleshlight
discussion. To talk about Fleshlights. I have three big ones that I've always wanted that I've never had. First one,
Bogue.
Yes, Bogue inside me. Bogue inside me twice.
Oh no.
No. Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Oh, God, oh, wow, yes. Yeah.
Always
I
wanted
totally
that.
I totally forgot about that. I have read and heard so many good things about that game, I have never had the opportunity to even play it.
And at MAGFest, I just picked up a Saturn, so
nice.
Hopefully now's the time for me to start picking up old Saturn games.
There was a Pluto on moment. eBay.
Yeah.
The prototype unit that I had.
Was it 15,000?
Nobody paid for it, though.
Yeah, I know.
So.
And Reserve Not Met at 15,000,
oh,
which
dear
is insane.
God.
Anyway, what's your...
The Mother 3 Game Boy Micro System.
Yeah, I've been talking about
that
to Kunal.
They did a whole system.
Yeah, in Japan.
It was either Kunal or Alex or somebody I was talking to about it recently.
Yeah, I have Mother 3 at home.
Are they ever going to do a U.S. release of Mother 3?
No.
I don't know. Maybe if Earthbound does well on the virtual console.
Which it won't, because it's only on the Wii U. GG.
But yeah,
if any game deserves an import translation...
Well, there's the fan translation.
Which is quite good.
The fanlation.
And if you mod your Wii U, you could play Mother 3 translated on your Wii U.
Shit.
Yeah, it's in the Wii mode, so you're not using your actual Wii U controller, but...
I gotcha.
That's fine.
What's your...
Still good stuff. And then my top one is the Panasonic Q. The Japanese GameCube DVD player with, like, the chrome mirror finish.
I was so pissed when I heard about that. Because Nintendo was like, oh, yeah, it's just a dedicated gaming machine. It's not going to have any... It doesn't play music. It doesn't do anything else. It's just for playing games. But we're going to release this DVD-playing one in Japan.
Yeah, and it was fairly limited. I miss the old days of eBay when people would sell modded ones on eBay. But you can't do that anymore.
You know what else I always wanted? Just because there's a Cactuar minigame on it.
To dedicate 15 minutes towards WoW?
The Pocket Station.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that
the
one,
PlayStation
too.
PlayStation VMU.
Yeah. With the Cactuar minigame. That's all I cared about. I remember what you do in it. I just remember there's a Cactuar, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
There was a Chocobo minigame, too, from Final Fantasy VIII.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With the friggin' Moombas or whatever they were.
Moombas?
You remember the little red furry guys with spiky hair?
I think they're, I like, know the little.
Yeah, it's been a while. They only appeared in Final Fantasy VIII, as far as I'm aware.
The draw system in 8 sucked.
Yeah.
The U-draw system?
Yeah.
Could you drawing attack. Magic from nodes and enemies.
THQ closed.
Yeah, oh yeah, THQ closed, by the way.
Yeah.
Metro came out this week, though. Just got that. Closed.
You know, they did, THQ did 2 Humble Bundles that were wildly successful.
Yeah, that was them going, please, please give
please
us money.
Give us money.
We tried to do our first podcast on the closure of THQ, and, like, I think we talked about it for 2 seconds.
Because we kept getting sidetracked.
So now that's a running joke.
Gee, how do we get sidetracked?
Well, today, we didn't really have much to go into today, anyway.
Yeah.
Although we have filled 47 minutes with Warcraft.
So we filled 47 minutes, and 40 of those are WoW. I just got Metro on the way up. We were leaving the house, and we saw the UPS truck pull up. They just parked right next beside me. It's like, house 12, right? Yep, here's a package. So I got car delivery, car side delivery for my Metro.
So hobby. Nice.
So, viewer mail?
Yeah, let's do viewer mail, because this will take up another 45
minutes. We're up to 8 of them.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Yeah.
My body's ready.
The Crimson Lion, Mike Pasquini.
Oh, God.
He just has a bunch of SML suggestions. Senile Monkey Legion.
I like it.
Snappy Maroon Loafers.
Nah.
Stale Mate Larry. Swine May Lick. Where are they going to lick?
Where do you want them to lick?
Sample My Linguini.
I like that one, too.
Sad Meatloaf.
That's fantastic.
And say, mind lisping?
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, we will live. Super. Let's see, one from Brad Hall. I don't know if I should read this or not. It's just a joke mail from him.
No, read it.
All right, Brad Hall. Okay, here's what you do. Put your right foot in, jump to the left. Take your right foot out, then just step to the left. You put your right hand out, you on your other on your hips, and you turn yourself around and shake it all about. You bring your knees in tight, but it's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane, and that's what it's all about. Let's do the time warp hokey pokey again.
Kill yourself.
Yeah. He said, it's early, that's all I could come up with. It's going to be real popular on the playground soon.
That's all you could come up with.
No,
have you not heard us talk about how we're always an hour late at starting the podcast? You always have an extra hour to write in.
And I got it this morning. So, let's see. This is Fred from GameStop. Cool. SML, saddle my loins.
We've had that. We've had that one.
Have we had saddle my loins?
I'm pretty sure we've had saddle my loins before.
I know we've had a couple of
straddle.
Yeah, that would be the
It could
correct.
Be, but it's too close. Disqualified.
I wouldn't disqualify it. Pappy has another
course,
selection.
Of course he does.
Scandinavian Mastodon Lingerie.
That's metal.
That's my metal name now.
Standard Male Losers. That is our show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Slimy Meat Locker. Skanky Moose Labia. We're getting a lot of labia ones.
Yeah, we have had a few labias.
And Sexy Meat Lovers. Pizza from
Yeah, I was going to say, is that Pizza Hut pizza?
This is the result of a brainstorming session during a work break. Your tax dollars at work.
Our awesome. GameStop tax dollars
yes.
at work?
And then he has a question. Now the question. Huh. What do you think will be the most disappointing game of the year? Can we include Walking Dead?
Duke Nukem Forever.
No,
that's
2013.
That's the most disappointing game of the year for all years.
Of the year of the decade.
Of the.
Ugh.
I think Aliens.
Oh, the
because that came
Marines.
Out in January, didn't it?
Yeah,
I think so.
That's this year. Yeah,
Aliens is probably the most disappointing game.
Yeah.
What about
Not
stuff that
personally.
Hasn't come out?
I know.
Yet?
I know a lot of people who are just destroyed.
Yeah, that's. I hope that lawsuit goes through. I think Gearbox should legitimately be sued for that. I like Gearbox, but they really.
The multiplayer works fine, but that's the only part Gearbox that like actually worked on.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to stop outsourcing bullshit. Outsourcing games just needs to stop happening in general. Most disappointing game. Holy shit. God, I can't even think of what's coming out this year.
In order to be disappointing, it has to look good first and then turn out to be bad.
I think something that has the potential to be a disappointment, I don't know if it will be, Grand Theft Auto. I think
Rockstar's got a good enough track record at this point.
They do, but you look at how it went from San Andreas to Grand Theft Auto 4.
Grand Theft Auto 4 was very disappointing.
Where it just went insanely serious and mundane. It's like it was a giant city, sure, but it didn't feel alive.
It was so easy to get away from the police in that game. It was appalling. There was no, like, you couldn't do those rampage runs you used to do in the old Grand Theft Autos, where you would get in a car, you just get in a car and just start hitting people and just going, seeing how long you can run from the cops. You can't do that in 4.
You put the cheat code and grab the tank, man.
Yeah, or grab the tank, yeah. Get up to 5 stars real fast.
I hope they took a lesson from Saints Row and realized that people want fun in their games and not just
this one looks
serial.
Very, very realistic, very serious, and I like the direction they're going with this game, yeah. But the problem is that they need to make it needs to play fun.
Yeah.
It can be serious and play fun. For instance, Max Payne 3 was a very serious game, but it still had, like, it was still fun. It was still interesting. It still was a game. It wasn't just a simulator. It wasn't the flight sim of crime, you know?
Yeah, it's like, compare Grand Theft Auto 4 to Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption was a blast to play. And that's not just because I would play online with my friend Shale, who would call the mule the AIDS horse. Because that's your first horse online. He's like, hold on, I'm waiting for my AIDS horse to catch up.
That game had some of the best glitches in the world, too.
It did.
Oh, God. They should have left those in.
They should have.
I'd love to be proven wrong. I want to see Grand Theft Auto 5 be a lot of fun, but I think it has the potential to disappoint.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that a lot of the games that are coming out this year just haven't even been announced yet.
Yeah, there's too much unknown.
Yeah.
So.
It's still only May.
I think the most disappointing part of the year so far... It's Pappy's email.
Oh, Pappy.
All right, Ricky Henry. SML is obviously so many lozenges. You're a podcast, you talk a lot, you need throat lozenges.
No.
Also, my question for the show is, do you ever still come across games for 16 or 18-bit systems that you had no idea existed? I just discovered a Japanese Super Famicom cart called Spider-Man Lethal Foes. I had no idea it existed, and it plays and looks better than pretty much every 16-bit Spider-Man game, even though Spider-Man X-Men Arcade's Revenge had a rad soundtrack. I have no idea how this slipped past me. This was about 2 weeks ago. Take care, guys. And remember, if you need a pop culture podcast fix, check out thisisbitpop.com. No, Ricky, we're not going to talk about your thisisbitpop.com show. I'm not going to mention thisisbitpop.com. I can't bring myself to do it.
God damn it, Joe.
Thisisbitpop.com will not be heard on this show. So, 8 and 16-bit games you didn't know existed?
Dokapan Kingdom... is on Super Nintendo and like pretty much everything in Japan. It's been on everything since like the Game Boy Black and White, which I was astonished by.
Yeah, there's a lot of import stuff that could slip under everyone's radar.
Yeah, if you're gonna go outside the country, there's tons and tons.
Yeah, outside
it's
the
good
car,
that it finds new life because of fan translations.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, look at something like Seiken Densenu 3 that
that game is amazing.
Been played in America if it weren't for fans out there.
Yeah, that's another one that still has never gotten a port or a translation officially.
Or something that did get translated but only for Europe is Terranigma.
What'd you call it?
Terranigma.
What you say?
The third one in Soulblazer series. We got Soulblazer and we get Illusion of Gaia. We never got Terranigma.
Oh, wow.
Terranigma is probably the best one.
Yeah, that's a great game.
You
have any others? You work in a game store. Have you ever found anything old come in that you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, we had some games come in a few weeks ago that we paid like $1 or $2 for. Super Nintendo games, just didn't know what they were. They're worth like $300-$400 a piece.
Jesus, what the hell was it?
Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Y'all ready for this?
Steve Green.
Oh, we're calling the green?
Yes.
The video game store, Steve. How can I help you?
Hey, those crazy Super Nintendo games that came in a while back that you got mad dollars for, what were they? Do you remember the titles?
Yeah, Hagane?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
And Metal Warriors.
Metal Warriors. Okay, that was it? That was just those two?
Yeah, none of the rest or anything.
Okay, would it be bad if I told you I'm recording this and putting you on the internet with our podcast right now?
Sure, why would I care?
Because it's you.
I don't care. Plus, if someone comes back to shoot me, like a posse of people just to shoot me for no reason.
It might happen.
Alright.
Did you like that? Did you like the frozen yogurt?
No.
Okay.
Not for $4. For $1.93 was good, but not for $4.
Well, yeah, then don't get it again. The 50% off was good.
Yeah. For how long? Just today?
Just today.
Alright.
Alright,
bye. Bye-bye.
Did you want to talk to him about WoW quick, too?
I have played Hagame.
Really?
On emulator.
I never heard of that.
It's a platforming cyber ninja, like, adventure game kind of thing. It's also freaking hard. It's kind of like Striker.
And yeah, then, I never heard of it.
Yeah, then Metal Warriors. Yeah, we didn't know what these were.
I've heard of Metal Warriors. Yeah,
the boss spotted him. He's like, "Hey, what are these?" And like, he looked them up. Was like, "Oh shit, they're expensive."
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Another big one that a lot of people don't know exists is that there's a Sailor Moon beat 'em up.
I have played that one.
There's an arcade set up for it in a comic shop in South Street in Philly. But yeah, that's fun. It plays like Double Dragon.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
But it's the Sailor Scouts.
But you're all Sailor Scouts, and you all have like a special super ability based.
There were a few RPGs on the Super Nintendo, also.
Yeah, there's
at least two, I think.
What else Super Nintendo wise? There's not too much else that's coming to mind. I'm not really.
Can always talk about the Chinese import, like their little hacked shit,
low hanging fruit,
like
there.
Final Fantasy IV remake that they just made for the Famicom.
Oh, God.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. In Warcraft, no.
Fucking stab you. Next email from Matt Spears. He says, okay, not the best idea, but SML Super Mario Live.
You're gay.
Does he get a participation badge? Should we give him a sticker?
You get a Mr. Yuck Face.
Mr. Yuck Face. All right, another one.
We actually could have people write in, and then we grade them and send them back.
Fuck you. Another one from Brad Hall. He's actually taking this one seriously.
Thank
Says,
God.
Hello, I want to win the $50 GameStop gift card. Hey.
Our bribery works.
Our bribery gets emails. Here are my entries for what SML stands for. Shameful man love.
We've had that.
There is no shame in it.
We haven't had shameful.
What was the other one then?
There have been dozens of man loves. Squishy, sticky. But shameful is the first shameful man love.
There's nothing to be ashamed
of. That one's offensive.
Sectional Mumbai Lounger.
What? Sectional Mumbai Lounger. That sounds comfortable, though.
Sex Me Lover. Singed My Liver. Singing My Libido. That's all I got so far, Brad Hall. Some decent ones there. It's better than the Time Warp Hokey Pokey.
Yeah, it's better than that.
And the
Still, we have not gotten better than Someone Might Listen.
Yeah.
And, those other obscene ones we had the other week.
Should I go over those again?
Yeah, just to update people on the current
one. Pappy also had slothfully masturbating leprechauns and sexual molten lava.
Okay, those were two of the good ones.
Those
we
are
had.
Two good ones. And then
slothfully
we had leprechauns. Sloppy moth labia, sun masturbate less, superb man leashes, and some menstruation lingers.
Ugh. Oh, God.
That'll be the feminist version of the podcast.
Those are still good.
That'll be Ashley and her friends.
All right, final email from Chad Williams, buddy from PBC Productions.
PBC, Peanut Butter Chocolate Productions.
Sounds delicious.
Yes.
So he's ripping off Nutella. Good man.
No, Nutella's hazelnut.
Oh.
They're the guys who did The Adventures of Captain S. If you remember that from a couple years back. It was like their take on Captain N. They did a Sega version. PBC production.
I heard of it. I know I heard of it. I just hadn't seen it.
Glenn Case, who is our featured track today.
Glenn Close?
Yes, Glenn Close. Glenn Case did the theme song for Captain S.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, that's all good stuff. Chad says, hey dudes, I think you should rebrand the SML podcast as the DSML podcast, a.k.a. the Decimal Podcast. See what I did there?
Wah, wah.
Yeah, maybe that's a little too highbrow. What about the Screw My Life or Story of My Life podcast? Have a great session, Chad Williams from the Jump Men podcast.
Another plug?
Yeah.
This is the plug cast is what this is.
This is the plug cast. But I'm not going to mention jumpmenpodcast.com.
Oh,
I can't do it. I can't. I'm not a whore. I am not going to mention jumpmenpodcast.com. Chad, I am not your whore. I'm not. So I'm not going to mention jumpmenpodcast.com.
Obviously you're not, because you don't get paid.
Exactly.
I wish we got paid.
I get hugs at MagFest. So that's our reader mail. Some good entries today.
A few decent ones.
Some decent ones. I like Scandinavian Mastodon Lingerie. I thought that was a really good one.
I know we talked about it before. We're probably going to have a top three and divvy up prizes for the top three. There'll be the grand prize. With the grand prize and the $50 gift card. Then we'll do something smaller, and then we'll do something goofy for third place.
Fleshlight for third place.
The attaboy prize.
Fleshlight and a bag of Tostitos.
It'll be whatever leftover condiments I have in my fridge. Here's some Taco Bell hot sauce.
Half empty bottle of ketchup.
Yeah, some Parmesan cheese sprinkled in.
Oh man. So that's all we got.
This is the weak cast. I bet we should chart the podcast from now on of strength.
I thought it was a pretty good podcast up until that 20-minute wow diversion.
All right, it was like 10 minutes.
Someone will be interested in
it. It was 10 minutes, and there's 8-something million people that will find it relevant.
And none of them listen to our show. Huh.
Well, if you get like 0.1% of that.
0.01? 0.01?
Still, like, 80,000 people.
Yeah. Anything big happened the past week? Gran Turismo 6 got announced today.
Well,
as coming out
for the PS3.
Yeah, coming out this holiday.
Blunder of the century.
So it's coming out for PS3 this holiday, which means it'll be a PS4 title in 2016.
Yeah, well, what they'll do is they'll put out next holiday Gran Turismo 6 XL edition for fucking PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Which is nonsense. But I just realized what we should have had a topic today, too.
Huh.
Yeah, I lost it. I'll remember for next
week. That's helpful.
I actually think I wrote it down somewhere.
Talk about
too.
WoW? The WoWcast?
Yeah, we could do that.
What was it? Shit. My brain. Oh, well. I'll
oh, you
out.
Know what you didn't mention?
Oh,
getting hit in the face.
Oh, yeah, I got hit in the face. My nose still hurts a little bit. So, in between one of Alex, a.k.a. A Rival songs, some kid up front goes, "Interior crocodile alligator." And I chime in from behind him. I'm like, "I drive a Chevrolet movie theater." And he turns around, look of shock and awe on his face. And I'm like, he puts his hands up, and we go over to the high five. We miss. We turn into a handshake real quick. We pull it in for the hug.
Uh-huh.
Goes to put our arm around each other. His arm goes right in my face. Just smashes me in the face. And then Alex, the ass on stage, it's like for
called
those,
it out.
For those of you in the crowd who did not see what happened, these two guys just had a moment. and that guy got hit in the face.
So you got punched in the face because of a nerd high five gone awry.
Pretty gone much. Just and terribly wrong.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough, McGruff.
It's still funny to talk about.
No, it is funny to talk about.
Because a nerd jacked you in the face, jacked you in the nose.
Congratulatory.
Because you guys don't know how to high five.
We're nerds. What do you want? No, actually, I know how to high five. You align the elbow. And this guy was... This guy... Oh, and even funnier part of that story that you didn't hear yet was Chris was drinking a little bit, but not enough to, like, be drunk Chris.
Yeah.
But we saw this kid earlier, and we thought he looked like the kid who dresses up as a Liberty Tax mascot and dances in front of our store. Doesn't dance in front of his store that he's advertising. He dances in front of the video game store. And he would do this, like, it was like a cross between trying to dance and, like, play, like, a fake guitar that just turned into, like, weird. I can't even describe
it. Hands are. Is he playing a Chapman stick?
Yeah, no, it's just after a while it looked like he was just trying to, like, roll dice or something. Like, instead of strumming, he's, like, rolling dice. But we hated him. He was obnoxious. He'd swear in front of the store. He'd like it hurt our customers walking in. Chris was always like, "I'm gonna fucking beat the shit out of that kid." So this kid looked like that kid. The kid who punched me in the face looked like that kid. And Chris was like, if I saw you got hit in the face, I would have been on him. If I were drunk and saw you get hit in the face, the kid would have been on the ground instantaneously without me even knowing if it was an accident or not. And I'm like, thank you. That means a lot to me, actually. But it's probably a good thing he wasn't drunk, because that could have turned into a scene.
Eat Static was definitely fun, though.
That was fun. I might go to the next one.
If you ever get a chance to go check out Eat Static down in Philly, or even go see A Rival anywhere.
Yeah, just go. If you can see A Rival, definitely check it out. His, what is it? Rival at Bandcamp. Or rival.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, and then planetskill.com is his own website.
Yeah,
album comes out the 21st.
Same day as the Xbox reveal and the new Daft Punk album, which the new Daft Punk album is not that good. So get A Rival's album instead.
And get his old album as well, because they're so
Pimp is
drastically awesome. Different.
All right, so what song are we playing out with?
We are going to end with, for another time, we're getting our own exclusive track, in honor of Glenn Case making his Kickstarter goal, which we talked about last week. We're going to play a song off of the album that's coming out. This is unreleased new mix of the song Need Stilts off of the Glenn Case album Throw Money. Nah, dicks.
It's like I always split a seam when you are near, but falling all the pieces round you's natural, my dear. Getting up the nerve to make the move is hard. I'm not tall enough to reach where I hold you in high regard. I would need stilts to even kiss you, and I never thought that height would be an issue. But now, up on that pedestal I placed you, and I'm never gonna reach you, it's too tall. Fear of heights. Maybe I could pass a note by satellites. Make them 2 feet wide and 40 stories long. Might reject me, but I could be wrong. I feel like a circus act. I'm hoping that these work. If I built them incorrectly, then the fall is gonna hurt.
Seems unsafe to be this high without a net, but I'll choose taking chances over living with regret. I would need stilts to even kiss you, and I never thought that height would be an issue. But now, up on that pedestal I placed you, and I'm never gonna reach you, it's too tall. Kiss you, and I never thought that height would be an issue, but now up on that pedestal I placed you, and I'm never gonna reach you, it's too tall.
And he dies.